The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmehem V'Hayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Pevet. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Mor Zekini, Yosef Ben Sarah, and Marat Zekinati, Yafat Bat Sarah, and Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenechem Began Ayadin. Amen. Today's daf is being studied with the Hashem Imam Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Ruhama Bat Rachel, and Sarah Bat Rachel, in the Referendahim, for the Nefesh, for the Goof, for Atam Kirban Abo, Bechen Yirasov and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Pe Bet. Hamud Bishon, and we are starting the last perek of the second Gittin, perek Tishi'i, perek HaMegaresh. Mishnah begins. HaMegaresh et Eshto. Okay, guy's divorcing his wife. Ve'amar la, so he tells his wife, Hare at muteret lechol adam, ela lifloni. Behold, you are permissible to everybody. That's what a get does. It makes it permissible to everybody. But he puts like a stipulation in there, Ela lifloni, except to this guy. So now we have to see exactly what that does. First of all, we have to understand what it means, Ela lifloni. Which means he didn't say chutz lifloni. Chutz, we know what it means. Chutz means you're matut to everybody except this guy. He used it from different terminology, Ela lifloni. So Gemara will analyze that terminology. But it's clear that he's holding back on one guy. That she's muteret to everybody except one guy. Rabbi Eliezer matir. Rabbi Eliezer said the get is a get. V'achamim osnim. And the achamim come along and say no get. Kesad yaseh. So what is according to achamim? If it's no get, so what does the guy have to do? Yitelena himena. Take the get back. V'yazor v'yitelena. And I give it back to her a second time. V'yomar la. Hareat muteret lechol adam. You have to be ferus say that. Normally, when you give a get, you don't have to say hareat muteret lechol adam. You just have to say hagitech. But in this case over here, where he messed up the first time, where already he held back a little. So now, when you give it the second time, you got to make sure that he's giving it with any strings attached. If he has to say, this is the get, and you are muteret lechol adam. Now, katvu betocho. And let's say he wrote this stipulation inside. That was actually written in the get itself. Even though he erases it, no good. Why? Because the get already was written by pisul. The get has to be written as a kosher get that's matira to everybody. Once you wrote the get by pisul, you can't just erase it. You have to rewrite the get in its entirety. Okay, so that's the last din in the Mishnah. Okay, now this is the Ritva speaks out. This last part of the Mishnah is only the fi da'at hakamim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a problem. Which means even if you didn't erase it. Because he says you can even make that stipulation. And it's not considered a problem in the get. So if you wrote it also, it's not going to be a problem. Now we have to begin the Gemara's analysis of what this case is. So Gemara begins, Hai Ela. This word Ela that you said in the Mishnah. Right? How do you interpret those words? Ela lifloni. Chutzu or almenatu. What are the two sides? Either it could mean chutz, meaning except. That's one way, which means you're muteret to everybody except that guy. Or it's almenat. Almenat is more like a terminology of a condition. She says, I'm giving you the get on condition that what? That you'll be permissible to everybody except that guy. Now what would be the nafka mina if it's an exception, meaning chutz, or it's a condition? Either way, this guy over here is excluded from the validity of, from the purpose of the get. So Gemara says, Hutzu, either you're going to tell me it's Hutz, meaning I'm accept this guy, ubehutzu de paligi rabbanan al rabbi Eliezer. And the mahalokot of it between Hakami and rabbi Eliezer is, te'ah shayid la beget. Of course, it's not a complete, you held back part of the get. The Torah says, sefer kiritut. You got to give a get that frees her to everybody. No strings attached. Here, he held back. Because the get was never hal legabe that guy. Right? He said, this get is going to go, it's like, it's as if he's saying, the get has 99.9% strength. But on that one gavre, it's not going to be material too. So you held back on the get. So that's why Hakamim say no good. However, aval ba'al menat, modin, modudo. But if you're learning it's al menat, which is a condition that he put into the get, midi davi akol tanai da'alma. That would be no different than any other tanai. Now, what's the difference? So you have to say the pshat is, when he's making a tanai over here, which he's really saying the get is a get, really in functionality, should be a get to everybody. That's the get. I'm not holding back on the get. But after I give you the get, I'm making a condition that if you want the get to be hal, so you cannot marry this guy. So that's a condition, which means you have to break it up. You have to say as if the get really is a get for everybody. But my tanai is over here that what? You can get married to anybody except that guy. If you want the get to be hal. So if you look at it from a tanai, he gave 100% get, and then he put a conditional attached to it. So if you say that's the pshat, so Rachamim only argue on chutz, but on almenat, on condition, it's like every other condition that we make on ketina, we say the condition is okay. Or dilma, or maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is almenatu. Maybe the pshat in the, when it says in the Mishnah ella lifloni, that's conditional. They're arguing even on the conditional. But on chutz, even the Eliezer will agree. So we want to know the extent of the machloket, which means if you learn the machloket is that what does the words bechutz mean? If you learn the words bechutz means literally. Chutz, which is the language of the Mishnah, Ella Leploni, if it means chutz, so that's what the Machloket is. Which means, I mean, it says chutz is okay, we have to see why. Even though it's only 99% get, we have to see exactly what the Gemara will explain. And Rabbi Hazan will say, well, she get a get, you held back on the get. But when it comes to Amenat, even the rabbis will say it's a get, because it's a condition. Or do you say, no, maybe they're arguing Gavka on the Amenat, on the condition. But on chutz, even the Eliezer will say she get a get, and therefore, no good. Amar Ravina Tashema, Kol Habatim Mitameim Benegaim. All houses are susceptible to the laws of Tzara'at. Ela Shel Ovde Kochavim. Now you see why we're bringing this as a proof. Because we found another word over here, Ela. So we're going to use the context of the word Ela by Negaim Batim. And we'll try to use it by us as well. So now, without even going further, what's the simple pshat? All houses are susceptible for negei batim, ela chutz, except for the houses of the goyim. Right. So the Gemara says, I amar peshlama chutzu shapir. If you learn it's chutz, so that statement makes sense. All houses are susceptible except the houses of the goyim. Ela I amar almenatu. But if you're learning almenat, which is like a condition, Almenat de lo metameu bate of de kochavim, who de metamu bate Israel? What is the statement saying then? That the Jewish homes are susceptible on condition that goyim houses are not? That doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says what? And ha metamu bate of de kochavim, lo metamu bate Israel? So that means what? That if the homes of the goyim are going to be metameh, then the homes of the Jews are not? Which is making like some sort of statement? That doesn't make any sense, number one. And that's number one. The odd number two, but they of the goyim mitameh. We know that the houses of the goyim are not mitameh bichlal. So you can't tell me it's like a condition that the houses of the Jews are mitameh if the homes of the goyim are not mitameh. Well, implying one, if they are mitameh, then the houses of the Jews are not. First of all, it doesn't make any sense to say that. That our homes are stipulative on what the law of the goyim are. And secondly, we know that the homes of the goyim are not mitameh. How do you know that? That tanya, because we don't have the right time. Minatati, nega sarahat, Bebet Eres Ahuzatchem. That Sarat applies to the land that you are dwelling in. Eres Ahuzatchem Metameh Benegaim. Land Bateh of Dekuchavim Metameh Benegaim. Your land, your property is Metameh, but not the property of the Goyim. Ah, Ela Shma Mina Chutzu. Shma Mina. End of subject, period. So now we understand the Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is talking about where the guy said, Hare at mekureshet muter lechot adam ela lifloni. Ela means chutz, which means you muter it to everybody except that guy. And today you have a fantastic malo, din abil ya'iz and hachamim. Some reason abil ya'iz said, get is okay. Ah, it's only 99% get. He says it's 99% get, it's also okay. Hakamim said, no, 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 she hit the get. You held back. You held back. No good. Okay, but al minat, conditional, everybody will say it's okay. Because the guys will have to make a condition. Why not? You always make conditions on the team. We learn, so there's another condition on the get. Comes the Gemara and says, matnitin de lo kiaitana. Our Mishnah, the way we learned it, is not following, we're not in agreement with the following Tana. The Tanya, we learned in A, Braita. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo nechneku Rabbi Eliezer Hakamim, Ala megaleshet eshto v'amar la leat muteret lechol adam chutz mepeloni, she'ena megureshet. So right away it's not like our Mishnah. Because this Braita is saying, on the case where he says chutz, everybody agrees, ena megureshet, including Rabbi Eliezer. Because what? He held back. Alma nechleku. So what are they arguing? Alam megaleh shishtov amal haret muter lechol adam al minat shelo tenasi leploni. Oh, but the opposite way we learned. They're learning this bright that the maluk is dafka on the al minat case, on the case of the condition. Chutz, everybody says no good. Where's the machloket? The al minat case. Shelebi liyazer matir lechol adam chutz meoto aish. The Be'ez will say, fine, it's get. Meaning, it shall be permissible to everybody, but you got to fulfill the condition. Except for that guy that the husband held back on. Nachamim Oslim. Okay, period. So that obviously is a new shita. Now, we got to go back. Now that we have two variant views over here, we're going to go back. We learned, according to our pshat, that the Be'ez is even more mekir. Even in the case where he says chutz, he's mekir. Hare ad migureshet li ella, which means chutz. So mamash, he held back on the get. He didn't give the full potency of the get. He held back. You mutat everybody except that guy. How can it be good? Yeah, it's not a full kiritut. So look at that. Even on the Amud Rishon, as she says, on the avad ba'al menat modu, rabbanan de beget no shiir. In a case if it's a condition, he didn't hold back anything. Shetina b'mishat again lechol adam. Ela shetnai ma'amenat shot rasi leze. Ve'en zeh ketanai be'alma. But when you're saying chutz, you mamash, you didn't give over a full get. You held back somebody, you strengthened a get. How much pshat nabi li'ezer? But Rabbi Yezer don't hold of sefer keitut. So Gemara says, big hadushe. Gemara says, ma'ita ma'ad Rabbi li'ezer. Oh, midi da'aviyah kol tenai de'alma. Okay, let's go slow. Which means, according to the Bili Ahizir, he holds that what? When you make a tanai, which means when you say it's al-menat, which is a tanai, so he says every tanai is going to be good. According to this version, we said what? We said what? That in chutz, everybody says no good. The machloket is in what? Condition. Right? I'm going in the second version. Al-menat. Right? So what's the logic of the Bili Ahizir? So he says, wait a minute, so a condition. Can you make a condition? You don't go to your father's house for 30 days. Right. So we make a condition. So it's like a condition. So therefore it's good. Oh, the Rabbanan. Rabbanan make that up. Kol tenai de'alma lo shiyel lebeget. Haka shiyel lebeget. Exactly. Which means, all tenaim is outside of the get. Which is the get has full potency. And you don't go to your father's house for 30 days. Well, they're not the Shetushabsheni and all that business that we had over there. The get is the get, and the condition is outside of the get. Here, you're putting the strings in the get itself. That's already holding back. So there's conditions, there's conditions. So the rabbis say, you can't tell me meaning to have Yaakov Tanai Be'ama. No, no, Kol Tanai Be'ama is away from the get. This is a condition in the strength of the get itself. That's no good. Okay, we understand that. Now comes again what Ron says. And this is what I meant to tell you earlier. Umat nitin, they'll keep nam mechutz. But our Mishnah, they even learned more. You learned it's talking about chutz, which means that Bili Ha'ez is going to matir, even where the guy said, I'm being megareshu, except for that guy. Which means muteret lechol adam. They gave him a potency for 99%, but 1%, no. How can it be the Ezri Mekir and that? That's a big hadush, right? So the Gemara says, Maitama de Bili Ha'ez. Amar of Yanai Mishum Zaken Echad. Amar Kira, we have a pasuk. Viyatse'a mebeto ve'alecha ve'hayeta le'ish acher. It says, Viyatse'a mebeto. This is a divorce. She will leave his house and she will go to marry another man. Afilu lo etira ela le'ish acher. Even if he was only matira to another man. Which means he doesn't even have to matira to the whole world. Which means he's bringing you a pasuk now. Right?
The get doesn't have to permit it to everybody.
Right? The get does not have to permit it to everybody. So it sounds like even from this pshat in the Gemara that lav davka chutz miploni. He can say chutz me 50% of the population.
That family,
yeah. Right. Right. 99%. So long as he's matira to one guy, you got to give her ability to marry another man. But you don't have to be matira to the whole world. Therefore, I got to be finish pasuk of it. So what do you want? A new explanation how a get works. A get has to give her permissibility to go somewhere else, but not to the whole world. The Rabbanan. So what do the rabbis do with this pasuk? So the rabbis will come along and say, "Hai ish lechol ish veish." Don't learn it so literally, Rabbi Isaac. Which means when it says "ve'ayeta leish acher," it means any ish
man,
any man, not the one guy, any man that you want, and if we have to be matina in totality, good. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Talmud Rabbi Eliezer Mehalcha. Different source. This pasuk is actually by a lady that is married to a kohen. Okay, with a kohen. Not a kohen. A lady that's married and gets a divorce. We know once she gets a divorce, she's not allowed to marry a kohen because she's considered a divorcee. So the pasuk says like this: the isha and a lady. Girusha me'isha, that she is divorced from her husband, lo yikahu, the kohen cannot take her. Afil lo nitkaresha ela me'isha nifsela min hakeuna, even though she's only divorced from her husband, which means even though she's not permitted to anybody else, the fact that she's just divorced from her husband, that already makes her a divorcee to Osera too. Kiwana, but she didn't say that she's Girusha Me'isha Umuteret Lechol Adam. No. So long as she's Girusha Me'isha, which means she's only forbidden, or she's only divorced, I should say, to this guy. So that already is considered a valid get to Osera to the Kiwana. Look at that, she. Ela Me'isha. What's the case? Ela Me'isha. De Amar La. Second line. Hare at megureshet memeni ve'i at muteret lechol adam. Meverush, you're megureshet from me, but you're not permissible to go anywhere. So she's only really divorced from this guy. Zeu reyach haget. That's the famous case of reyach haget, the smell of a get. She posel bekeuna. Now let's go slow. Can a kohen marry this lady now?
No.
Now that she umede posel lekeuna al magetu. So that she's learning, if the Kohanim are forbidden, it's not a joke. The get must have been chal. Ve'achad deshayded lechul adam chutz mizeh muteret le'achirim. What is that she's saying here? Ve'achad here deshayded lechul adam. Over here, he was mishayed everybody else mizeh חוץ מזה מותרת לאחרים. ואחד השיירה לכל אדם חוץ מזה. So she was everybody. Muteret.
No, it's when he only says muteret lechol adam, so it's only posel kuhuna.
Right. Oh, v'acha by us. Okay, by us. The shayrin lechol adam. She was matir to everybody except one guy. Kosher kid, exactly. Which means, so the second. Let's get the second source clear. Torah says a guy divorces his wife. Ve'isha, it's a lady. Gerusha me'isha, me'ishela. Lo yikah. Kohen cannot take her. Now, from the fact that it says Girusha mi'ish shela is mashma, she's only Girusha from this guy. As if he said Haret migureish muteret migureish di aval asura nechol. And what are we saying? It's enough to get that you cannot marry now a Kohen. That's much, but the get is hal. Oh, so kol shekein in our case, where the guy said you muteret the kol adam except that guy, certainly it'll be a get. So you see what? You don't have to give the full the potency. You can hold back. Alma Havigita, the Gemara says, there's a get. The Rabbanan, what the rabbi is going to say? Come on, Isur Keuna Shani. Exactly, don't bring it ayah from Kohanim. When it comes to Gabe Keuna, which is considered a divorcee, we're going to be more strict because Kohuna, we don't want them to marry the divorcee. But in a regular case, if it's not affecting Kohanim, there's no get, Reach HaGet, which means it sounds like both she taught the holding that the Reach HaGet is considered a get, the Gabe Kohen. But a legitimate get, but a Torah is considered a get. But only the Gabe Kohanim, the Torah said it. Special thing, because Kohanim, we have other Chumrot by Kohanim. You have Tum'an, and whatever you have by Kohanim, that are stringencies. Mashiach, the Gabe, a regular guy, you do a get like this, nothing. It's not considered a get. So that's...
If he dies with no children, Chalitza...
No, the Kohanim, she's considered the Gabe Kohanim, she's considered the Megurash. It's a special deal there, I get.
How far do you take it?
Look at Ashi.
You force it to make it,
so look at Ashi. Isur Keuna Shani, Shiriba Bahen Akatub Mitzvot Yeterot. The Kohanim are stringent. Ha'e Rabbi Abba. Question of Rabbi Abba. Bekidushin He'ach. Okay, now let's start the reverse situation, where the guy held back going into a marriage, mm-hmm. making a kiddushin. What would he say exactly? So she tells us, "Hitkadshi li li aster lechol adam chutz meploni." Now, what does kiddushin really do? Kiddushin is osem the lady, hare at mekudeshet li, which means you're sanctified unto me, but you're forbidden. But our word, that's what kiddushin does. So let's say the guy says, "Behold, you are forbidden to the whole world except for that guy." So he held back in his kiddushin. Okay, that's what the guy did. So the Gemara says, "Baher Abi Abba, be kiddushin heach." What would you say in the same thing where he held back in his kiddushin? Tebai the Rabbi Eliezer, tebai the Rabbanan. You know what? We can ask on both opinions because you can go either way over here. Now, tebai the Rabbi Eliezer, ad kano kama Rabbi Eliezer acha ela mishum dichtivi kiraeh. By Gittin, the only reason why he was legal is I got Pesukim. I have two Pesukim. Either the first Pesuk they have is what? The Pesuk is V'yatze'ah v'ayta li'ish acher. That all you have to matira is to one guy. Or the Pesuk of Isha Girusha Misha. I got Pesukim. However, aval hatam kinyan me'elya ba'inan. Or maybe by Kiddushin, you gotta make a full kinyan. I don't got any Pesukim that come in time I can make a quasi a kinyan. Or Dilma. We have a famous hekesh that we've said many times. The Torah juxtaposes divorce and marriage in the same pasuk. V'yatze'ah, that's divorce, v'ayeta, she'll get remarried. And what do we learn from that? V'yatze'ah v'ayeta, makish havaya liyitzi'ah. We always make that famous comparison between going out, or coming in, and going out. I will say like this, just like you're telling me I'm going out, you can hold back a little. So to go again, you can hold back a little. See, maybe I don't need an explicit pasuk by Kiddushin. Maybe the fact that you told me by Kiddushin is considered enough. Right? Now, v'tevae rabbanam. Okay, I should go to the rabbis also. Ad kano kamri rabbanan ha'ka elan v'ene kiritut v'neka. Aval ha'atam kinyan kol dehu. Like, look at the other way. The rabbis may be only machmir by get, Because get, it says kiritut. You gotta cut. It's gotta be a full cut. He used to hold the strings attached. You mutter to everybody except that guy. It's not kiritut. But maybe by kiddushin, where it doesn't say the word kiritut, maybe you made a kinyan. You took her, even though she's permissible to other people as well. Maybe it's okay. Udilma on the rabbi's side, v'yatzeh avayita. And therefore, just like you mahmir by girushin, you gotta be mahmir by kiddushin. So that's the question of the Gemara. What's the status of a person that said, Hare'at asura lechol adam, except to me and that guy? If he asked the question, Hadar Pashta. He answered, Ben Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Rabbanan, Ba'inan v'yatse'a v'ayita. Simple. Whatever the respective opinion says by Kiddushin, they're going to say by Kiddushin. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer, that's Mekel by Kiddushin, he'll be Mekel by Kiddushin also. Which means, Hariat Mekudeshet Li, which means, V'at Asura Lechol Alam, Chotz Meploni, that you also mutar to. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's good Kiddushin, works, just like it works by Kiddushin. Where he said, Hariat Muteret Lechol Adam, Chotz Meploni. And the Balaam was just like, I'm mahmir by Kiddushin, I'm mahmir by Kiddushin as well, V'yatzeh Avayita, Ben the Chumra, Ben the Kula. Let's see. Now the Gemara says, oh yeah, you're going to be Mekel? Now we're going to show you ramifications are going to come out because you're going to be Mekel. So Gemara says like this. I'm going to be here. Im tim se lomar, ital Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba is the one that asked the question. And he answered the question, by the way. Says, Batar de Abba, after Rabbi Abba asked the question, he answered it himself. So if you say Rabbi Abba's right, that if the answer is Mekel,
also by Kiddushin,
which you're all shocked. I mean, it's an amazing thing. You can be Mekel by Kiddushin. And then the Kiddushin Li, and you're a Sutra all world, but you're still permissible to that guy. Who are we talking about? How can this work?
Mondays and Thursdays.
Now, let me just give you the introduction that you should know already from Masechet Yevamot. We know a regular case, guy dies, doesn't have any children, so the wife falls to the brother of the husband, and then is fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum. We know that already.
Yes.
However, the law is that a lady only falls to the wife of one mit, but she does not fall to two mitim. How would she ever be able to fall to two mitim? A lady can only marry one guy.
Yes.
So the Gemara, if you remember, Yevamot gave a situation, we had three brothers. Rachel was married to Reuben. Okay? What happened? Reuben died. Okay, classic Yibum case. Shimon and Levi now are two guys in the wings. Either one can make the Yibum. What happened was now, Shimon did something that the Gemara allows him to do. It's called Ma'amar. Which means he gave her a kiddushin. What the kiddushin basically did is it locked her up.
Reserved.
But it's now, there's a kiddushin. There's a link now between Shimon, they're married, rabbinically. It's called Ma'amar. What happened now? Shimon died. So now, you say, well, Rahel now falls to Levi. But she's falling now from two different husbands. She's falling from the Oraita marriage of Reuven. But there was also now a marriage rabbinically with Shimon. So this is over here falling from two metim. Levi is now exempt. Torah says you only fulfill Yibum from one brother that died, but not from two. Okay, so once you know that concept, the Gemara is going to want to borrow that concept and see how it applies to here. Now let's read. Listen to the story. Amar Abaye. Im tim selomar ita de Rabbi Abba bar Reuven v'kidsha chutz m'Shimon. Okay. Reuven made a kiddushin to Rachel. Yo mekudeshet yasura to the whole world except to Shimon. Then what happened? So Shimon's also permissible? Fine. Bar Shimon, v'kidsha. So Shimon came along and made a kiddushin. Chutz m'Reuven. And he came along and said, that what? You're permissible, you're forbidden to the whole world, except to Reuven. Umetu, they're brothers. Mm-hmm. Hey, they're brothers. Umetu shenehem. Now what happened? Both died. Mityabemet lelevi. Would she make yibum to? She was going to say she would. She would make yibum. Ve'en ani koreba eshet shne metim. This is not considered eshet shne metim over here. Why? The chalat should be. Because what? The Uvet's marriage, the chalat was a marriage. He let Shimon space. So Shimon got in there as well. So therefore now, the chalat, both marriages are legal. Now when they both die, the chalat Levi should be off. Look, why does it say that he asked, why don't you call it eshet shne metim? My tama, kidushet dir uben ahanu, kidushet dir Shimon lo ahanu. Reuven's marriage is a marriage. Shimon's marriage is nothing. You know why? Because Shimon's marriage didn't add anything. For a marriage to be hal, it's got an osera on something that she wasn't as sued to before. Reuven did it. Reuven was osera to the whole world, except for Shimon. So when Shimon gives a kiddushin, what did he add? He was permissible to... from the first marriage of the Uvin, everybody else was Asud, and the Uvin was Mutar. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Shimon's marriage did not affect anything, and therefore what? She's only considered married to the Uvin. So when both the Uvin and Shimon die, she's only falling freely from one husband. Therefore, Yibum is in place. So, but yes, I got no problem with that case. Now let's read that sheet for a second. Ve'en ani kore ba eshet shne metim le'osra le'levi mepne zikat shne yibamim detnan b'yibamot shelosha achin. I told you this case already. Three brothers. Umet echad mehem. Three brothers, one brother died. Ve'asa asheni ma'amar b'yibimto. The guy made ma'amar now, one of the brothers. Umet. Choletzet ve'lo mityabemet. Chalitza you have to make, no yibum. Why? שנאמר ומת אחד מהם יבמה יבוא עליה מי שעליה זיקת יבם אחד. Only when there's one יבום ולא שעליה זיקת שני יבמים כגון זה שעדיין לא יצתה מזיקת יבמי המת הראשון. She's still attached to the first guy that died. דאין יבמה יוצא מזיקת אלה בביאה ונתוספה עליה זיקת מעמד מאמרו של שני. So she's got the מאמר of the second guy והחש מעיננה ביה. אפילו איתה לדרבי אבא, even if you want to say שקדושין כאלו אבי קדושין לגבי עמה. That what? קדושין זה קדושין, you held back and you said it's supposed to somebody else. ונמצאו שניהם קדושין, so she's married technically to Reuven, and she's married also to Shimon, because he allowed her to go to Shimon. אין אני קורא בה אשת שני מתים. Why? My tama. קדושי דרעובן אהנו, אבל קדושי שמון לא מהני מידי. Why? Key line of the she now. The kevan de amar chutz mireuven. Why? When Shimon got married, what did he say? You are permissible to me, forbidden to the whole world except to Reuven. Lo asra al shum adam mutar. He didn't add anybody. He was mutar. Reuven was mutar, and the whole world was asur. So therefore Shimon's marriage is not a marriage, and therefore it's not considered, if they both die, eshet shnei metim, and therefore in that case Levi can make a yibum. So again, the case is talking about over here where Reuven got married and it was Meshayer Shimon got married and he was Meshayer nobody, Asurat, the whole world. So he added to the mix Reuven now. Therefore, the Kedushin is a Kedushin, the Gabe, if now both of them die. So therefore, Levi cannot make a Yibuk. It's considered Eshet Shne Metim. And when Shne Metim, you do not make a Yibum, you make a Halitza.